Yes. Mrs. Ebel handed back a language test today, and I got another A. In fact, it was an A+. May I see it? Mrs. Ebel hung it on the wall next to all my other A tests. Mrs. Ebel just called, said his mother. His heart fluttered. Why didn't you tell me that tomorrow was Parents' Conference Day? Asked his mother. Didn't I tell you? He asked innocently. No, I don't think so. I told you, he said. You said you couldn't go. You must have forgot. Mrs. Ebel seems to think it is important for me to be there, said his mother. That's just her job, said Bradley. The more mother she sees, the more money she makes. Well, I made an appointment with her for 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Bradley stared at her in disbelief. No, you can't go, he shouted, stamping his foot. It's not fair. Bradley, what? It's not fair, it's not fair. He ran into his bedroom and slammed the door behind him. A moment later, his mother knocked on the door. What is it? She asked. What's not fair? It's not fair, he yelled. You promised. What did I promise, Bradley? What did I promise? He didn't answer. He couldn't until he thought up why it wasn't fair and what she had promised him. He stayed in his room until Claudia told him that he had to come to dinner. He followed her out to the dining room, where his mother and father were already sitting down. Did you wash your hands? Asked their father. Yes, Bradley and Claudia lied. Bradley's father worked in the police department. He had been shot in the leg 4 years ago while chasing a robber. Now he needed a cane to walk, so he worked behind a desk. He didn't like that kind of work and often came home grumpy and short-tempered. The police never caught the man who had shot him. I hate fish, Bradley said as he sat down. So do I, said Claudia. It sticks to my braces and I taste it for weeks. Brussels sprouts make me throw up, said Bradley. They smell like old garbage, said Claudia. That's enough, said their father. You'll both eat what's on your plates. Bradley held his nose with one hand while he picked up a Brussels sprout with the other and put it whole into his mouth. What's all this nonsense about your mother breaking her promise? Asked his father. Bradley was ready. She promised she'd take me to the zoo tomorrow, and now she won't. What? Exclaimed his mother. I never said I'd take you to the zoo. She did too, said Bradley. Since there is no school tomorrow, she said she'd take me to the zoo. I didn't even know there was no school tomorrow until his teacher called me this afternoon, his mother protested. You promised, said Bradley. Okay, said his father. Janet, what time is your appointment tomorrow with Bradley's teacher?
11 o'clock.
Okay, you can go to your appointment and still have time to take Bradley to the zoo after lunch.
But I never said I'd take him to the zoo.
You did, accused Bradley. And we have to go in the morning. We have to be at the zoo at 11 o'clock.
Claudius snickered. Why do you have to be at the zoo at 11 o'clock? He glared at her, then turned back to his father.
Because that's when they feed the lions.
Claudia laughed.
She promised she'd take me to see them feed the lions at 11 o'clock, Bradley insisted.
His mother was flabbergasted.
I don't even know when they feed the lions.
11 o'clock, said Bradley.
Don't lie to your mother, said his father.
Really, said Bradley, they feed the lions at 11 o'clock.
I don't tolerate lying, said his father.
I'm not lying, said Bradley. Call a zoo if you don't believe me.
Don't lie to your mother and don't lie to me.
Call the zoo.
Your mother said she never promised to take you to the zoo.
She's lying.
Right after he said it, he knew it was a mistake. His father turned purple with rage. Don't ever call your mother a liar. Now go to your room.
Just call the zoo, Bradley pleaded.
Maybe I did tell him I'd take him to the zoo, said his mother.
See, said Bradley.
Keep it up, Bradley, said his father. Just keep it up. You want to be a criminal when you grow up? You want to spend your life in jail? I see people just like you every day at the police station. Just keep it up. Bradley stared angrily at his father.
Not all criminals go to jail, he asserted. What about the man who shot you?
I said go to your room. Bradley stood up from the table.
I didn't want to eat this junk anyway.
He stomped down the hall into his room and slammed the door. Then he opened it and shouted,
Call a zoo!
One last time, then slammed it again. He lay on his bed and cried.
Don't cry, Bradley, said Ronnie. Everything will be all right.
You'll think of something, Bradley, said Bartholomew. You always do. You're the smartest kid in the world.